Well, this next story is one that started almost 30 years ago. Actually, more than 30 years ago. Famed street artist Keith Haring created a Chicago mural back in 1989 with the help of over 500 CPS high school students from 47 different schools. The mural lived at the north end of Grant Park, which is now Millennium Park. You would recognize it in the moment you see it. It's iconic. It was the colorful people and the landscapes outlined with the thick black lines. It was 488 feet. It was on display at Grant Park, but then it was broken up. Parts of it were on display in different CPS buildings. Some of it went into storage. A big chunk was up at Midway Airport up until this winter. Now most of it's back on display at the Cultural Center through September. It's a new exhibit called Keith Haring, the Chicago Mural. The great thing about this exhibit is that it brings back a real piece of Chicago history, and with it, the stories of the kids who painted it. And a couple of those kids from back in 1989 were forever inspired by the project, following a life in the arts, one of which, Eric DeBott. He was a CPS student who worked on the mural. He's in studio tonight. Eric, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Also, Irving Zucker is here. He was a project manager on the mural back in 1989, and he worked alongside artist Keith Haring. Irving, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And also, Nathan Mason, the exhibition curator with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Nathan, thanks for being here as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Why don't I start with you, Nathan? Talk about putting this exhibit together. This is, of course, an iconic mural. Many Chicagoans right away know what I'm talking about. What was it about this piece that you wanted to put on display at the Cultural Center?
Part of it was functionality, that it was an opportunity that arose in a timely fashion. Since Midway Airport is going to undergo some remodeling, this mural has hung for a long time now in the connection between the CTA station the terminal.
Right.
And that is being rebuilt. And so it had to be removed. And I found that out last year, about March or so. The airport was like, okay, we have to do some things.
Do something with this.
And in thinking about it and thinking about our exhibition schedule and the fact that it's a major work of public art in Chicago, and we were also planning for this year's Year of Creative Youth, because last year was Year of Public Art. This merged both of those.
Yeah, it really does.
With all of the schools, all the kids who worked on it. And it was the rare opportunity to bring back a really significant work of art, actually really close to where it was, because we're across the street from that section of Grant Park, which is now Millennium Park, where it was painted.
Yeah.
And so you can look out, you can look at the mural, and then you can look out the window and see where it was painted.
It's amazing, too, because it's not just the mural on display. There's some great documentary footage. I mean, just some of the stuff that I was watching Chicago Tonight, and they had some of the footage from TTW, which is amazing to see Chicago in that way. And then to see the mural and be like, yes, I know that, I know that.
The WTTW documentary from 89 is a really great source, and we have that playing in the show. And one of the things that, so when I heard about this, I started reaching out, because Eric had actually been talking to me about, can we do something with the mural? So there was already interest, and I knew that there were kids around who are now adults, who are still functioning artists, who were working, and that it was something that has a long-term life. And that meant that they also had ephemera and memorabilia, and so we could tell the story of the mural almost in the mural's own words.
Oh, I love
borrowing it from Irving and Helen's collections of ephemera, really make it that I did not have to write a lot, just a very basic, simple history, and most of it, the story of Keith, the story of the kids, and Irving's participation tells itself, really.
Let's do this. Let's bring Irving in. I want to bring Eric in as well. But Irving, you were project manager on this mural back in 1989. You worked alongside the artist, who was a famous pop artist at the time, Keith Haring. Talk about bringing Keith to Chicago. I mean, you knew him outside of Chicago. It wasn't you knew him. Talk about your work with Keith and why this project came about.
I would say one thing. He's more than the project manager. He's why it happened.
Oh,
the project manager is...
It's too formal of a title, right? All right. The man who made it happen.
Well, I met Keith in New York in 1987, and a friend of mine who was a curator, Diego Cortez, I was at a gallery opening for William Burroughs' show, and he invited me to come to see that show that he mounted at Tony Schifrazzi Gallery, and he said, hey, you know, do you like Keith Haring's work? I said, yeah, I love Keith Haring's work. And he said, well, he's in the lower gallery, and why don't you go down there and see his show, and then I'll introduce you to him. You should do something with him in Chicago. Because I was always involved in arts and education projects. And so I go downstairs in the lower gallery, and I'm walking around looking at his show, and he's actually standing behind me, kind of following me from drawing to drawing, and I'm kind of giggling because they were really satirical and funny. And then Diego says, hey, you know, turn around, Keith's behind you. And
he was a famous artist at this point.
He was already quite famous and had done murals all over the world already, and was already doing murals with and other kinds of projects with kids of all ages, but especially high school kids. And so we met right then and there, and he said, you know, Diego says I should work with you. And I said, yeah, he told me the same thing. And he said, I said, that would be great. And he said, you want to come to my studio tomorrow? And which was a Sunday. And he said, let's meet in the morning, and we'll brainstorm. And that's when it started.
Well, I was going to say, how hard was it to pitch the idea to do this in Chicago? I mean, was it a no-brainer? I mean, to be able to bring the kids together, 500 CPS students, to have that part of Grant Park, which is it wasn't as hoity-toity as Millennium Park is now. But was it an easy sell to the city to say, or was it a challenge?
I don't think it was much of a challenge, because when you're bringing somebody really famous in with a, you know, great reputation and lots of experience, it was a matter of making contacts. I knew Helen Goldenberg, and she was the chairperson of the Board of Trustees of the Museum of Contemporary Art. And I wrote her a letter and made a phone call first and wrote her a letter and said I'd like to bring Keith Haring. I met him, and we talked about possibly doing something in Chicago. Would you be interested? Would the museum be interested? And she responded right away, sounds like a fantastic idea. And then another letter went out to the Chicago Public Schools, and I called up the Bureau of Art. I talked to a man named Bob Johnson, who was the director of the Bureau of Art. And Bob said, I really like that idea. That's really cool. Artist in residence with Keith Haring coming to Chicago to do a big mural with our high school kids. And so, you know, he said, write to the superintendent, a man named Manfred Bird. And I guess they powwowed ahead of time. And I got a beautiful letter back from him. And he said, yes,
Green light.
Think this is going to happen, and let's meet.
Let's do this. Irving Zucker, who's much more than the project manager, the man who put this mural together, the Chicago mural. Keith Haring Chicago mural is the exhibit at the Cultural Center, which is running through September. You can see a big swath of the mural that was on display in Grant Park back in 1989. Tomorrow night, Thursday at 5:30, there will be a conversation with Irving Zucker and also Helen Goldenberg, the former president and CEO of the Museum of Contemporary Art. It's at the Claudia Cassidy Theater right there at the Chicago Cultural Center. That's tomorrow at 5:30. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then I got to bring in Eric. Eric, of course, one of the students who worked on this mural and is a professional artist in his own right, and I'm so excited to talk to him about what this mural and this project meant to him and get more of this awesome history lesson about public art and this mural that had such an impression on Chicagoans for years. It's a Download 720. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're talking about the new exhibit, which is at the Cultural Center through September. It is called Keith Haring, the Chicago Mural. And it's the story of the mural that was along the north end of Grant Park back in 1989. It was Keith Haring, a famed pop artist, and he had 500 Chicago Public School students actually paint the mural. It's a big project. Everyone knows that mural. It's the colorful people and cityscapes and the thick outlines, the thick black outlines. I'm not doing it justice on the radio. But in studio tonight to talk about the exhibit, which is at the Cultural Center, is Irving Zucker, who was the man who put it together, who brought Keith Haring to Chicago. Nathan Mason, who is the exhibition curator with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. And Eric DeBott, who is a CPS student who worked on the mural. And I want to start with you, Eric, in the second half here. As a kid, obviously we heard what Irving had to say about setting it all up. Talk us about how you got involved in this. What are the memories from 1989?
It was one of those experiences that you knew it was going to be life-changing. From my background, coming from subway art and graffiti, and being kind of a student of that culture, I studied everything about that and the East Village and Keith Haring. I knew of him years before he even was here. And so when that happened and I kind of got on board with it, I kind of just took every chance to kind of just get to know him and learn from him.
You were already doing subway art and graffiti art here in Chicago. Was it intimidating? Was the process intimidating, the idea that you were going to get a chance to work with the Keith Haring?
Somewhat, but I also saw it as an opportunity to kind of learn and see how a professional artist works. And he gave all of us a blueprint on how to do it. And it was very do-it-yourself, DIY. He gave a talk at Wells High School, and it was really inspiring in that sense of where he was just straight up telling everybody, you got to just do it, make it happen. This is it. You know, if you want to do something, you got to do it yourself. And that was kind of cool in that aspect. But talking to him personally, it was really like he kind of like laid it out that, you know, this, you've been doing graffiti, you've been making paintings, you know, now's the time to start doing shows. Now's the time to, if you're going on to college, you need to, you know, use the schools to further your career.
Did you take that advice? I mean, as an Absolutely. Artist at that point, I mean, because you were transitioning in a way, because we were talking in the green room about, you know, you had done the graffiti art, you were 17 years old or however you were. I mean, you had many different avenues to go. What did the experience with Keith Haring do for you as an artist?
Well, actually, after painting with Keith and hanging out with him, he kind of brought me into like doing my first show. Within six months, I had a solo show. And then following after that, 2 years later, I had started a clothing line, a streetwear line, and been exporting stuff to Japan. And it just kind of, you know, like set a blueprint for what I was going to do. And it furthered on into doing graphic design and just being a professional artist in that sense.
Irving, I want to bring you in just because I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I want to ask the question again. You know, the city of Chicago is a very, it can be progressive and it can be conservative in the same way. This idea of bringing in a renowned pop street artist, Keith Haring, who guys like Eric just told you as graffiti artists, they looked up to him, what he did in the East Village, the subway art he was doing in New York City. You could see possibly some pushback to say this kind of art, which is very is great, may not be the right thing for downtown Chicago to be, you know, endorsed by the city of Chicago. What goes into that? And, you know, what do you have to do to make sure the powers that be understand what this mural can be?
Well, I didn't find much resistance at all. And when I approached the superintendent, when I approached the director of the Bureau of Art, they thought it was a spectacular idea. So I was quite surprised, actually. I thought there might be resistance, but there wasn't. And then, of course, there's meeting after meeting after meeting. It's all about advanced planning. And if you start early enough and you take it step by step, you can get something that large done. I mean, think about all the
so
parent permission slips that have to be and things like that. I mean, there are a lot of little details, and meetings with different entities. For example, the Park Commission, because we had to get permission from the Chicago Park District to use a section of Grant Park.
Yeah, right.
And so I had to make a presentation to the commissioners. And, of course, there was some internal conflicts on the Park Commission. There were different factions, but they all agreed that, wow, what a cool project, and we'll give you permission. And in spite of the fact that, you know, during earlier resolutions, while I was waiting my turn to get up there, they were arguing with each other about all kinds of other things. But when it
sounds
came
like
to
a commissioner's meeting,
yeah, right? And it was my first commissioner's meeting. And but when I got up there, they loved the idea. You know, an artist in residence, a famous artist coming from New York. The one thing was insurance. Who, you know, because you're going to have kids in the park, who is responsible for
if something
liability?
Breaks, yeah.
Someone falls down or whatever.
Well, let me do this. Let me bring in Nathan and we'll wrap up here. When you see this kind of piece, and we talk about the big piece that was in Grant Park, 488 feet, obviously what's at the Cultural Center is just a part of it. But when you see this piece and Keith Haring and what happened, bringing Eric in and all the kids and everything, where does it fit into the story of Chicago's public art? I mean, is this the number one? I mean, because you'll have Picasso and you'll have the other stuff, that the sculptures. Where does Keith Haring's mural fit into the history of public art?
I think it fits in pretty well, and it helps merge two really strong threads that Chicago has. Because one of the things we talked about a lot last year was 1967 and the 50th anniversary of the Picasso, right. As well as the 50th anniversary of the Wall of Respect, which was a community-based mural on the South Side that was really about African-American history and culture. And a very important artwork in Chicago for establishing a community mural movement, and that spread nationally. And so I think part of where Keith the Haring mural lies is bridging the blue chip art world and the community art world, and bringing in a lot of youth to work on that project, and it did it really, really well.
The exhibit is at the Cultural Center, Chicago Cultural Center, right downtown in Randolph. It's called Keith Haring, the Chicago Mural. Irving Zucker, who was a big the reason why this mural happened back in 1989, is here. Nathan Mason is the exhibition curator at the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. And Eric DeBott was a CPS student who worked on the mural and is now a professional artist. Tomorrow night at the Claudia Cassidy Theater, you can check out the conversation with Irving Zucker and Helen Goldenberg, the former president and CEO for the Museum of Contemporary Art. And while you're there, get a chance to see the mural and what's happening at the Cultural Center. Guys, thanks so much for being here tonight, and congratulations on the exhibit.
Great. Thank you.